Clint Eastwood has a new movie coming out called Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell is an innocent man. He's a hero.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
One more time, just a little louder.
I report the facts.
You've ruined this man's life.
Controversy has erupted about the movie after the Atlanta Journal-Constitution asked the filmmakers to include a disclaimer noting that the film took serious dramatic license with the movie, with the story, including that a reporter for the paper slept with an FBI agent to get a tip that Jewell was the bombing suspect. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Christian Blauvelt, managing editor of IndieWire. Thanks for talking to us today. So let's talk about some of the plot twists that don't really, you know, conform to reality.
Yes. So in the film, as you mentioned, Olivia Wilde's character, Kathy Scruggs, is portrayed as trading sex for scoops with an FBI agent played by John Hamm. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, specifically its editor-in-chief, Kevin Riley, has loudly called out the film for suggesting that that happened when there is no proof whatsoever that that happened. And now the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has followed up with a legal threat through their lawyers, saying that they want a disclaimer to be posted before the film and after, saying that events surrounding the Richard Jewell case were in fact dramatized.
And that, I would guess, is drawing more attention to the movie.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's a really tricky situation. This issue shows how difficult it is to control the way that real life subjects are presented when those subjects are deceased, because Kathy Scruggs herself died in 2001 at the age of 41. Richard Jewell died at the age of 44 in 2007. So when the subjects of a film like this are deceased, it's much harder for business associates, for family members even, to control how their personal histories are depicted.
And, you know, anybody who does these kinds of movies, who makes these kinds of movies, says, okay, this is a movie. We're not saying this is a biography. But how does the newspaper respond to that?
The newspaper, it's interesting. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution was the only news source that did not settle with Richard Jewell himself after he was wrongly accused of being involved with the 1996 Centennial Park Olympic bombing. He settled with NBC, he settled with CNN, the New York Post, but the Atlanta Journal-Constitution fought all the way up to the Georgia Supreme Court, where ultimately they won, and it was, even though the reporting was ultimately inaccurate, it was found to have been done without ill intent. And so I think the paper feels today, and its editor in chief Kevin Riley feels today, that to suggest that there was malicious intent, as this film arguably does, is fundamentally a misunderstanding of what really happened.
We've got to run in a sec, but then there's also the idea that this is a Clint Eastwood movie. He's a known conservative. This plays into the whole, fake news thing.
Very much so. It does play into the idea of fake news. You could argue that this film right now is particularly troubling to Riley and the other reporters at the Journal Constitution, because this comes at a time when journalists feel like they're under attack, and a lot of times they are under verbal attack by the President of the United States himself. The whole idea of fake news, of there being a witch hunt of journalists who are trying to spread lies and smears, when the reporters of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution argue that they're just doing their job.
Thanks for talking to us, Christian Blauvelt, managing editor of IndieWire.